Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting second, the second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third, the right fielder, Duke Snider. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth, the catcher, Choo Choo Coleman. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Al Moran. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Carl Willie. Pitching for the New York Mets, Carl Willie. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Don Landrum. Batting second, the shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting third, the left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Lou Brock. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting eighth, the catcher, Jimmy Schaefer. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bob Buell. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Buell. And now, play ball. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a line drive into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Buell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum hits a fly ball into right field. Snider settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hunt scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thomas moves to third. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thomas scores. Cranepool moves to second. It's 1-0, Mets. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers misplays the ball. That's an error on Rogers. Cranepool moves to third. Coleman moves to second. Carl Willie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willie strikes out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hickman hits a pop-up towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hunt reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a line drive towards third. Neal catches it and throws to first to double up Santo. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is 0 for 1 in the game. Snider hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is called out on strikes. One out. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 0 for 1 in the game. Landrum strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs misplays the ball. That's an error on Hubbs. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Coleman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cranepool moves to second. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0 for 1 in the game. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Cranepool moves to third. Two outs. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0 for 1 in the game. Moran hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rogers hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Willie, and towards Hunt, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Carl Willie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willie is 0 for 1 in the game. Willie strikes out. 1 out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hickman is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunt hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Mets. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is 0 for 2 in the game. Snider hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crane Poole fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. 2 outs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Neal fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Coleman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0 for 2 in the game. Neal is hit by the pitch. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0 for 2 in the game. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Schaefer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Neal fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bob Will pinch hits for Bob Buell. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will hits a ball on the ground towards third. Neal fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 0 for 2 in the game. Landrum is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Paul Toth now pitching. Carl Willie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willie is 0 for 2 in the game. Willie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 3 in the game. Hickman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schaefer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Willie fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Neal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is 0-for-3 in the game. Snider hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rod Cannell now playing left field. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-2 in the game. Brock strikes out. Two outs. Ken Hubs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubs is 0-for-2 in the game. Hubs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Neal fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Coleman hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Neal hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0-for-3 in the game. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schaefer hits a fly ball into left field. Cannell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merritt Raynou pinch hits for Paul Toth. Merritt Raynou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raynou strikes out. Two outs. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 0-for-3 in the game. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Landrum for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 2, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.